In Acts chapter 2, verse 44, it says, all the believers were together there and they had everything in common. Basically, what we hear about is that they were willing to help each other in any way. They didn't see things as their own. They saw everything they owned as God's. And in that culture, they were very unselfish. They were willing to die for each other. When you don't hold back your possessions, what you're saying is people are more important than the materials and the things you have. They believe that to the core. And in our culture, we have so much prosperity, it's easy to get attached to things. But when you value people first, then your things aren't so important. And you're willing to give up, be generous. When's the last time you've given some really generous gifts to people you love? Or maybe through a gift, someone knows you have their back. It's a timely gift. It's something someone needed. And so it doesn't mean we need to take all our incomes and put them all in one bank account and then redistribute them equally. But it does mean that you have the other people's backs, they have your back, and people are more important than things. That resonated in the early church. They were willing to die for each other. They didn't hold anything back. That is true fellowship.